This past week, I was invited by Roger Stenka, who many of you know is the retired priest at Holy Trinity. I was invited by Roger to give the Easter message to the Pembroke Kiwanis group. This morning, I want to share with you a little of what I shared with the Pembroke Kiwanis. I hope you'll forgive me if I get some of the details wrong, because it isn't my story. It's your story. Or rather, it's God's story working in and through all of you. I took this shovel with me to the Kiwanis meeting, and I held it up in front of them and said, "This shovel stands in the front entranceway of St. George's Anglican Church, one of the many churches I am privileged to serve here in the Anglican Parish of the Valley. You might have seen this church before," I told them, "or maybe you've had one of the fabulous meals that they offer a few times a year." I told them that St. George's sits on the corner of Sandy Beach and Doran Roads, only about a 15 or 20 minute drive from where we were gathered in the Kiwanis Clubhouse. Next door and across the road from the church are gravel pits. Beside it is the cemetery with graves that date back to the founding of the church over 150 years ago. I told them that as recently as 5 years ago, the church that you see now would not have been recognizable as the same church that you saw then. And that's because 5 years ago from yesterday, 5 years ago from April 20th, 2014, 5 years ago from yesterday's remembrance of Holy Saturday and the eve of the resurrection in this year's calendar, this shovel was used to break ground on a new addition to this church building that has brought new life to this congregation and to what ministry and mission look like here. This morning, Christians around the world are celebrating Easter, celebrating resurrection and new life. This morning, we read from the account of the resurrection from the gospel writer we know as Luke. Here, we read that early in the morning, on the first day of the week, the women, the most faithful of Jesus' disciples, go to the tomb. They know what they're going to. They know tombs. They know what they look like. They know what they smell like. And they know all the ins and outs of caring for the bodies that are sealed within them. The first clue that something wasn't right would have been when they arrived and the stone was already moved away from in front of the opening. The second clue was when they went in and did not find a body. And then two men in dazzling clothes suddenly appear. They look at the women who are terrified and bowing and say, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen." You can almost hear the women thinking, "We come to look for the dead because this is a cemetery. Because this is where we left him. It's a cemetery." They came to the tomb to find the dead because that's the function of tombs. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. This sentence reveals all the incongruity of the resurrection, and it gives us a new symbol for our faith, an empty tomb. This familiar sign is completely transformed by the resurrection. Out of death has come life. 5 years ago this weekend, this community took this shovel and broke ground on a faith-filled project. You'd been fundraising for some time, and now you thought that you were ready to start to dig. The project was ambitious. This small church, just a simple building, no toilet, no kitchen, no running water, but you had hope for something more, for something that would allow you to reach beyond the four walls and out into your community. So ground was broken, and over the coming months, an addition was put on the church. A well was dug, and you found water about 400 feet before it was expected. A bathroom and a kitchen were put in. Then a bell was found for the new steeple, and a cross was placed on the top. And all of a sudden, this little white church on the corner is a bustling center of energy, ringing out the good news to everyone who passes by. Now, by all accounts, St. George's certainly wasn't dying before this addition. But this golden shovel is a reminder of new and renewed life. Much like the empty tomb is a symbol of new resurrection life. And yet, a shovel is just a shovel, even if it is a golden one. An empty tomb is still a tomb. There's still a cemetery right beside us here that holds the memories and the presence of those people of faith who have gone before us. In fact, beside many of our churches across the valley, you will find a cemetery. As Christians, we are used to holding that tension of death and life. We worship within it when we gather each week. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. We look not in the cemetery, but in the people who are descended from those faithful who have gone before us, because out of death comes life. We look because our Christian faith teaches us that new life, that resurrection, is always possible. We look because we are called to remember the stories and seek after God. And if the empty tomb, situated in a burial ground, is a symbol of the resurrection, so too are our churches, situated amongst cemeteries, symbols of the resurrection. But they are not in and of themselves the resurrection. The resurrection is in the people. New resurrection life was first proclaimed by the women about the person of Jesus Christ, the one who called himself the resurrection and the life. And new resurrection life is lived out each day in each one of us as we choose to bring life over death into difficult conversations, as we choose to seek life in challenging relationships, as we choose to work for the betterment of our community, bringing life to all who live here, as we spend time with loved ones, as we allow ourselves and the world around us to be transformed from death into life. Amen.